The board was able to keep four counselors on the payroll and fund departmental budgets and school improvement teams that had originally been on the chopping block, thanks to a $1 million savings in employee health insurance. Robert Allen is deputy superintendent for operations. He says fewer employees are self-insured, which means the district saves money.
With more of our employees opting to be on the insured plan as opposed to the self-insured plan or the rated plans, that risk factor is a lot less. So we were able to recompute it in consultation with one of our consultants for our health care, and we figured that the credit, although we reduced it somewhat, that some of that was long-term savings. So that's where that $1 million came from.
Despite being able to spare some jobs and fund some programs, Superintendent Dr. Patricia Green describes the grueling budget process as very much like a grieving process.
What we have had is not there now, and some things that are very important to us are being taken away. And there is a process. It's a mourning process, a grieving process over things that are extremely important to all of us.
Only Board Vice President Christine Stead voted against the amended budget. She's worried that considering additional expenses the district faced in this past fiscal year, more of the same is likely on the way next year. She would have preferred that the entire $1 million in health insurance savings had gone to shore up the district's fund equity. The budget uses $6.5 million from that fund and a variety of cost reductions to keep the district in the black. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.